This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Wilson's ruling in the Aaron Spencer case focused on one detective and one piece of evidence, but Lonoke County's history under Sheriff Staley goes back over a decade. A deputy killed an unnamed 17-year-old named Hunter Britton with his body camera off. A jail detainee was allegedly assaulted and retaliated against for reporting it. Video evidence has vanished in federal civil rights cases. The question isn't what happened to one SD card, it's who's trying to escape accountability now, and that a judge has finally used the word cover up in writing. Aaron Spencer going in, and we're assuming he's going to be elected sheriff. Let's just keep operating on that. Go in, you want to say accountability, and accountability is going to be looking at a lot of the past track that you are now planning to go forward on and going, ooh, that's some rough track back there. And there's a lot of people who were hurt by it. And those people, they're glad you're there. They're glad that you are going to go forward and you're going to be an accountable agency. But you know what? They were still burned back then. And if the agency itself, the sheriff's department, is saying, yeah, it was fucked up. We did a bunch of fucked up people doing a bunch of fucked up things. And holy shit.
Yeah.
They still want accountability for it. That's going to open up doors. That's going to open up lawsuits. That's going to, not necessarily because they want to punish Aaron. No, they love him. But it's the sheriff's department and their insurance company, if they have it, and their coffers that are going to take the hit of exposing that sort of behavior if it exists. Let's talk about that for a minute, because that's a Pandora's box that ultimately will have to be opened.
Yeah, I mean, no question about it. And, you know, at some point in time, quantity becomes quality. I mean, because one incident, you know, you're like, all right, that's an error in judgment. When it starts to happen and it's clear that it's a pattern, that's a whole different thing, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're talking about a situation where how is that going to get dealt with in terms of everything that's going to come along with it if it starts to get exposed?
Yeah.
Because like you're talking about, it is nuanced because this is a political office.
Yeah.
Meaning that if you're going to come in and flamethrow the prior administration to the extent where you're setting the county up for massive lawsuits, it's tricky. You know what I'm saying? It's a tricky situation because you know what the right thing to do is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right is right. And money should never take precedent over what's right. However, when you're in a political position, you know, we just know how that shit works in the real world. It's like there's the way it looks on paper and the way that it should be. And there's the way that it operates in practice in the real world. Now, I'm of the mindset that Aaron's not going to give a shit. Like that Aaron's going to say, you know what? If we're exposed as a county and we're going to have to open the coffers because there's going to be multiple lawsuits that are going to have to get settled, then so be it. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's a warning to the community, to the taxpayers. You know, take a look at who you're voting into office.
Yeah, it's like you put these people here, you supported them there, they did the damage. Now you get to also face the consequences of electing dipshits.
Exactly. You know, and I mean, ultimately, it's a heavy price to pay, but the benefit is that you're getting a safer community for your kids to grow up in and a safer community for you to live in. Because when you're talking about Lono County, you're not talking about a crime hub. Right. You're not talking about there. You're not reading articles about Lonoke County. And there were, you know, 37 shootings over the holiday weekend. This ain't it. You know, like shit that goes on there is clearly way more nefarious. It's under, you know, cover of darkness and you're not aware of it. You know what I'm saying? And so it's way more insidious. So it's a harder problem to bring to the surface. And, you know, the only way that you're going to be able to do it is through exposure, you know, and exposure means that you're doing the digging. You're going to have to flamethrow people publicly that were probably in positions of power. And you're going to go from there and you're just going to let the chips fall where they may ultimately. And if that means that, you know, careers are lost, lives are ruined, money is paid out, then so be it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, let it burn. If it's already on fire and it needs to finish itself out, then let it finish itself out. Is there any levers that Aaron can pull it to essentially get assistance in this process, like federal investigations, federal corruption investigations into any of his predecessors, getting the FBI involved, getting the state the state agencies? Is there anything that he could say, hey, guys, I need some help over here? This is kind of a shit show I walked into, and we want to make sure none of these people are still left standing to harm other individuals. It's not a move of settling scores. It's a move of getting rid of the evil that exists in the atmosphere, whether they have a title or not still. Do you see any of that ahead?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what he uncovers.
Yeah.
Depending on how filthy it is when he starts digging into it and he realizes pretty quickly that he's going to need assistance. I mean, that's where you can go in and hit the feds up and say, yo, you know, it's like, I hate to do this, but you know, I need your help. I need greater resources than I have available to me down here. And if it's enough for the feds to take a peek at it and they're like, all right, we're all in because this corruption seems like it is, deep and we're with you. Then yeah, I mean, the feds can definitely take a look at it, whether or not Aaron's going to want to involve them, because that becomes a much different thing. But like the one thing that we don't have to worry about with Aaron Spencer is that he's got anything to hide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like if he's coming in and he needs the assistance of the feds or the attorney general's office, you know what I mean? Either way, but Aaron's going to be in this weird position initially of not knowing who to trust.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, because he's going to have people that, you know, are coming at him saying, man, we're so glad you're here. And then, you know, out of the other side of their mouth, they're like, fuck that guy. You know what I mean? You just never know who you're dealing with until you figure out who they are and what they're made of. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot about it. And Aaron has no experience in law enforcement. Yeah. I mean, he's military, he's ex-military. So he's trained in the ways of the military, but law enforcement's a different beast. So like Aaron's going to have to really get super acclimated. There's going to be a lot of work ahead for him in terms of learning procedure, you know, mm-hmm. and how to operate a sheriff's department properly, mm-hmm. you know, and I have no doubt that he'll do that, pass muster with flying colors in terms of how he's going to run the department, but he's still got to learn it all, you know, and during that process, you know, you're going to need help from somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's a matter of figuring out who you can trust, which just isn't going to be an easy set of circumstances.
No, I mean, even in a good day, I mean, if none of this is going on, if he's walking into the loveliest former sheriff's department, that, you know, and everyone was great, it still would be a learning curve, no matter what. And then you add this into it, and it just makes it that much more complicated. Detective McCain got fired. Sheriff Staley says that he takes responsibility. Graham lost his motion. Everyone's issuing statements right now. There's a lot that's going on. People are coming. People are going. People are retiring. People have already left. I mean, there's a lot of motion that's in play at the moment here with everybody. Is there anything, should the state be stepping in at some point here? Can the state step in here at some point with any of these characters, especially like McCain? For example, what we saw out in Massachusetts, in Stoughton, where some of those officers in the Sandra Birchmore case, decertified, I believe, was what happened. They can't be officers anymore in the state of Massachusetts. Should we be seeing some things like that going on here where it's like, you guys effed this up so bad? The judge had to issue this thing, appearance of corruption. We don't want you anywhere near law enforcement again, because all they seem to do, it's pass the trash one department to the next. Maybe it'll be more difficult because thank God there's the world of us and social media and things where people's names can always be found and heard unless you change your name these days. But other than that, if there isn't necessarily the legal scarlet letter on their name, they'll probably find a job somewhere else. At least that's historically how it's gone. Do you see that being an issue for McCain? Or should there be more things going forward to really make sure he doesn't get a job at another Podunkville?
Well, interestingly enough, like, I don't know if you saw, there was a post in this, some, I don't know if it's an online thing, saying that McCain had gotten hired by
the Podunk
Police Department.
They denied that quickly, right?
And interestingly, like, Chuck Graham, who's the prosecutor, his brother is the chief.
Yes.
So, like, so his brother, which, again, like, when you're talking about, like, just how small this community is and how it's, you know, really pretty, like, for lack of a better term, incestuous in terms of, you know, you got the lead prosecutor and you got the chief of police and, you know, it's just, it's that type of community. And, you know, he comes out and says, yeah, we did not hire him. So, but if you're talking about McCain, it's clear he's the fall guy, right? Yeah. So Staley turns around and shit cans him immediately. Uh-huh. And for, if you're McCain, you have to be sitting there thinking, all right, do I have an incentive to flip now?
Yeah.
Meaning that is his best play to turn around, because he, like, he's poisoned any department at this point. Mm-hmm. Like that. You know, maybe if he moves out to Utah or Wyoming, somebody will hire him out there. But in terms of, like, that state, he's done. And you, but if you're McCain, are you, like, are you flipping and you're saying, all right, look, I'm going to tell you, like, I am doing what our office always did,
you know,
or what I was told to do, which then pushes all the responsibility upward. Mm-hmm. And it's not on him alone. I mean, it's one thing to be the fall guy. It's another thing altogether if you're going to not allow yourself to be the fall guy and you've got a way to prove it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm Aaron, I'm reaching out to McCain. Mm-hmm. You know, because McCain's going to be the best person to try to get some answers.
Yes.
You know, and like, more him more than anybody else, because at this point he's got an incentive to do it.
Assuming McCain has nothing to hide other than this is what happened with the SD card. And I'm not saying he has anything to hide, but I'm saying if he has absolutely, there's no big skeletons in this closet. This is the way to redeem oneself if he really wants to.
100%. You know, and I mean, if he's got the ability, there exists this possibility in the world that if McCain comes clean and exposes corruption within that department and that he was straight up the patsy on this thing, mm-hmm. it changes his life arc completely.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It changes everything for him to where, okay, he's not the pariah. He's not the guy that had this case go away because of his malfeasance. He's the guy who helped uncover and expose the corruption that's been going on. And he's working hand in hand with Aaron Spencer. The question's going to be is, does he have the evidence of it?
That's, you know, true.
I mean,
and the timing of whatever choice he's going to make is crucial. And it's kind of right now, because we're in the choose your own adventure book right now. And I'm sitting here and I'm choosing, if I were him, I'm like choosing which page to go to, and right, you can't go back. So you pick your page and where you're going, because McCain, if you're watching or listening, which you probably are, this could be a redemption arc.
Totally. Totally. And take it. And you know how you go about it, Robbie, is by filing a 1983 claim. Because, like, in my estimation, when I saw that he was terminated so quickly and you have Staley coming out and basically putting it all on him and then saying, you know, it was my fault, I should have seen it, you know, him doing that bullshit. Mm-hmm. It appears to me, if it's not a 1983 claim, it's a retaliatory termination claim, you mm-hmm. know? Which is probably more where it will live in terms of, like, he was fired in retaliation of him fucking up the whole case. Mm-hmm. Because if he does that, at that point, you have the civil discovery process to be able to go into deeply. Mm-hmm. Like, in civil discovery is where he can let his freak flag fly completely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He can let it all hang out. And in that particular type of scenario, he can throw the people under the bus that he needs to throw under the bus. And you're going to have his lawyer digging in because he's trying to hit a home run with the suit. Mm-hmm. And so that lawyer is going to start deposing all of these people. Like, that is the avenue in which, if you're trying to uncover a whole bunch of shit, you mm-hmm. get people sworn under oath, sitting in a room with a lawyer who's motivated to uncover all of it. And mm-hmm. like, that's, if I'm Robbie McCain and I got a story to tell, that's the way I'm telling it.
It's going to be really interesting to see who else gets fired, who else leaves voluntarily, who else suddenly is taking a long trip to Cambodia for no reason or whatever. Maybe they're hopping a flight with Harvey Adelson over to Vietnam with a one-way ticket. I would imagine if this does go pretty deep and dark, we're going to see some other exits from the stage that don't just involve leaving a house or leaving a community or leaving a job. I think we're going to probably see some self-deletions here as well, which I'm watching for. I think everybody needs to be watching for, because that's going to be some interesting fire yeah. as far as what else is around that person that they can't outrun this. It's not just the shame of doing a shitty job or being part of a cover-up. There's something much deeper when that starts to happen. Has that run through your mind at all, Bob? Are you thinking that that might be on the docket for, I don't know who, but some characters in this orbit that, well, the tides have clearly shifted not in their direction?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely run through my mind. And, you know, let's take it for the first step. So yesterday, because when the order came out, I'm sure you know this, Tony, the Judge Wilson had not said that it was with prejudice, which yep. means dead in the water. You know, you can't bring it back. It's over. But they can still appeal, right? So the question now becomes is whether or not the Attorney General is going to appeal it. So they're going to have the 30 days and to file the notice of appeal. And if that comes and goes, which to me, I think it would be insane for them to appeal it. You know, I just like, this isn't the hill that you want to die on.
No,
you know, because public sentiment is not with you. Like, this is a fight that they just need to give up. So once that passes, that's when the shit is really going to get interesting. Cause I think right now that a lot of people are still very quiet in terms of everybody that might be on any side of this is kind of just biding their time until that notice of appeal deadline passes. Then once that passes, everybody's free to say and do whatever they need to say and do. And all that shit that you were talking about, that's when that's yeah. going to come to surface. And, you know, I mean, like, Aaron's got to think about, like, he's the one who really has potentially a really strong 1983 complaint. Yeah. You know, like, if Aaron decides to do it, but he's got so much shit going on, you know, in terms of this upcoming election, and then assuming that he's going to win and he's got to take this new office and he's got to get acclimated and all that stuff. I mean, does he want to take the time to file the 1983 claim? Mm-hmm. Maybe, maybe not. But again, like, I always look at these civil cases as an incredible way to expose things because of the discovery process in it. You have the ability to just dig yeah. in civil cases in a way that you don't in criminal cases with the interrogatories, which just is a fancy word for written questions, production requests, where you're requesting of certain people that they provide you with this evidence. And if they don't, you know, you go in and you argue to the judge why it's relevant and why you need it. And then the judge orders that they have to turn it over. You have obviously the deposition. So like all of these areas to where it starts from a claim, whether it's Aaron in a 1983 claim or it's Robbie McCain in a wrongful termination claim for retaliatory termination. But you get that process going and you're just going to uncover shit. You know what I'm saying? And in both of those cases, neither of them are frivolous.
Yeah.
So this isn't like you're filing a suit just to dig. You're filing a highly effective lawsuit that probably is going to prevail. And through that process, you're going to learn so much.
And because if that's the only lever to pull to get there, you might need to pull it.
You might need to pull it. You might need to pull it, you know? So it's going to be fascinating to watch. I mean, at the end of the day, man, I'm just so happy for that family because they were just going through it in a way that unless you've been in the system, and I'm talking about in the criminal justice system, you have no idea the amount of pressure that is placed upon not only Aaron Spencer, and I'm talking about every breathing moment of every day, but the family, about the nightmare of what could be. You know, it's like the fear of the unknown is the most paralyzing fear that there is. And them living through this for 2 years, and the thought of them having to put their daughter on the stand in order to save her father was gut-wrenching for them. To have that go away, I feel so happy for the family. Like I text Aaron like afterwards. I'm like, have you started breathing yet? And he's like, man, he's like, I have to tell you, I forgot how to, you know? And it was like, it was super poignant because it was incredibly true. You know, it's like people just don't think about that side of the process. And, you know, leading up to a trial, man, that whole thing is a nightmare, you know, especially if you're a person that shouldn't be, you know, being tried for
shouldn't be going on to begin with. Yeah. I mean, it's like, why is this even happening? I mean, and thank God. I mean, the trauma that this family has gone through, that his daughter has gone through, that will live with them for the rest of their lives. 100%. If there's a silver lining to this, it is the fact that this is elevated Aaron Spencer to a place where he's very likely going to become sheriff and will hopefully end up being the barrier to protect other children and other families from ever having to go through that sort of shit again, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to fly. And the institutional protection of predators in Lonoke County is coming to an end.
100%. Man, and I'm going to end it on this. I would not be surprised that down the road to see Aaron Spencer run for state legislature. I mean, like he was kind of forced into this path against his will, but I think that he looks at it as a calling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And who am I to argue with it?
Yeah. Go with it. Go with it where life takes you. And if that's able, to really do some amazing good for other folks, that's what it's about. So, I certainly wish him well, and I'm so happy for his family and all the supporters. That it's amazing that we're here now. Now I think some of the real war begins, quite honestly, with this, because now it's set up to expose far more beyond this. So 100%. I hope that happens. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. The links are in the description. Bob Mata, go check him out. Podcast Defense Diaries and on YouTube. And
Buried Inside the John Wayne Gacy Investigation. You'll love it. It's a great pod. Listen to it.
You will love it. Go check it out and press subscribe as well. Until next time. By the way, Robin's back. I think he's back tomorrow, right? Todd, is he back tomorrow? Is that?
I think Thursday.
Thursday. Think, yep.
Yeah.
He's out doing amazing Robin things that we can't talk about yet, but we'll talk about it at some point. He'll be back on Thursday to join us in the conversation on all this. So please do join us then. And until next time, for Bob, for Robin, for Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.